Direction unclear. Please repeat request.
I said, Majel, that I would like you to start this Geek History Lesson Extra. Can you please do that, for God's sake?
Please do not address this unit in that manner.
What are you talking about, Majel? I'm just talking to you. Come on. Why are you being so mean, Majel?
Automatic defense procedures initiated.
What? I'm not. Hey, easy. I'm not attacking you. I'm Jason Inman.
I can't believe you got rejected by the Femputer.
I did. Who are you again?
Ashley Victoria Robinson.
Affirmative.
That is correct. See, even Majel agrees.
Yeah, I mean, you know, fems got to stick together.
That's right. Welcome to GHL Extra, everybody. What is this podcast about? You're going to co-host it here?
No, well, I mean, you've been talking to this other woman.
Oh, that's fair.
You could do worse than Majel Barrett. I'm Ashley Victoria Robinson, but you already know that because you're beautiful, sexy people who support us here on Patreon with our beautiful, sexy third wheel, Majel Barrett Roddenberry. And we're going to talk more about some Star Trek lore dad.
Unable to comply. Internal scanner relays have been damaged.
Oh, girl.
I don't know what that has to do with this podcast.
Well, we'll call you a mediocre engineer to see if you can fix that for you.
You're going to call her a mediocre engineer?
No, I'm going to call Billups a mediocre engineer.
Oh, Billups. Because
everybody on Lower Decks is like, they're okay. No one's like, Shrax is the only one who I think is good at his job.
Mm. See, Majel thought you were talking about her.
Absolutely. Please do not address this unit in that manner.
I would never slander the absolute...
Queen?
Unit, the absolute babe.
The original number one.
That
and Luxana Troi.
Yeah. High, very horny character. Yep. The horniest.
Gene Roddenberry is a very horny creator.
Yes.
Let's get on this. Let's talk about Star Trek Lower Decks. We're talking about Star Trek Lower Decks because we both like Star Trek Lower Decks, and season three is a coming. Ashley and I have seen the first two episodes. We won't give you any spoilers. Don't worry about that. But I want to talk about that there has been a lot of fun times in Star Trek Lower Decks. We have had a cameo from a major Star Trek character every single season.
Yep.
We had Riker and Deanna Troi in season one.
They were great, yeah.
We had them again in season two. And then we had a whole episode of Tom Paris, which I really enjoyed, although I don't buy for at any point that Tom Paris stays in Starfleet after Voyager.
I agree. The fun thing, too, about animation is that they can basically set this any time period they want. We don't have to worry about actors aging. Or makeup or
it was very similar.
Anything.
It was
fakes, very, anything
it
like
was
that.
Very similar to how Star Trek Prodigy, they did an amazing scene where they had James Doohan and Odo, even though both the actors are deceased, and they just took snippets from previous episodes.
Nimoy. I love that episode, but all the disrespect on Enterprise, not a single Enterprise character. Should have been Trip.
I agree.
Hot take, should have been Trip as the engineer.
I agree. Or it should have had Hoshi as the universal translator.
Well, we had Naoto Uhura. So mm-hmm. I was like, it should have been Trip. Mm-hmm. So I wanted to add this. If you would like to hear us talking about, the episodes that we have seen of Lower Decks in our Discord, we are chatting a little bit about that there.
Are we?
We have answered questions at the time of this recording.
Oh, we have?
We have said things there. Yeah. Nothing spoilery, but we are talking about it there.
I didn't realize that.
Yes.
All right, cool.
So go check that out.
All right, Ashley. So I have a list of people that a website wants characters to appear on Star Trek Lower Decks. And again, no spoilers. These are just us talking off the loose of our head. Are there any, what cameos, and they don't even have to be characters. Again, they could be planets like we talked about earlier. What cameos would you, is there a cameo that pops to your head that you would like on Star Trek Lower Decks?
To me, if I am an executive or if I'm a writer, the person I immediately pitch for a cameo is Wesley Crusher. Because Will Wheaton is...
Interesting.
Because Will Wheaton is more famous now than he's ever been.
Spoilers, he just appeared on Star Trek Picard Season 2.
I know that.
Yep.
But you could have Wesley at any point in his career,
mm-hmm.
right? Because we don't have to lock him to, I don't even know how old he is.
45?
To 45-year-old. Like, we could see Wesley when he was younger and stuff like that. Like, I think there's a lot to explore there.
He's 50.
Wow, he looks great.
He is 50, exactly 50, yeah. Wow.
If you want to see what love versus hate does, look at a picture of him and then look at a picture of Alex Jones. Okay.
Oh, man. I didn't think we were going there.
They're almost the same age. I would love to see Ezri Dax.
Ezri Dax?
Like, I don't love Ezri on the show.
What do you think happens to Ezri post D-Space Nine?
Because
the novels make her a captain, which I don't agree with.
I don't buy it.
Yep.
I don't know if I think she stays in Starfleet.
Interesting.
I think
she does.
I don't know. I don't I don't know. But I think Esri Dax is a character who, due to the circumstances of how she came onto the show and how young that character was, and some of the people who are in power, like, I'm very like justice for Esri Dax, even though I didn't love her on the show. But I would love to see a return to that character. I would love it if her and Julian got married.
I buy that they get married.
I do. She is the Dax for Julian. Mm-hmm. It was not Jadzia.
No.
It is Esri. I would love to see Esri revisited personally.
I have one thing to say to that.
Fascinating.
like if I get one choice,
Well, you can have more.
I would love a return to Garrick. I love some Garrick. I got two new choices. Oh,
Garrick, interesting.
And there's like a billion interesting things that you can do with him outside of Starfleet.
See, and I'm going to throw out this out there that I weirdly do believe the extra canon that Garrick from Deep Space Nine does become the leader of the Cardassian Union.
So do I.
Yeah.
Can you imagine if they went to Cardassia Prime?
I don't know what the title of it is, but like, there's a certain title of it. Yeah.
And like, he just like walks out and it's Andrew Robinson, who sounds exactly the same.
Well, and think about it. The makeup could hide his age.
On Lower Decks, it's animation.
Oh, that's right. Sorry.
Doesn't matter.
Lower Decks. Yeah,
he can look however he wants.
Interesting. That's great. Like, so it's funny. So this list is, I think, a really good list.
Mm-hmm.
Because it's number one. I'm not a big fan of cameos when they are just fan service.
I agree.
I want them to sort of fit the story, but also I want them to fit characters that I want to know more about.
Uh-huh.
Like Garrick's an interesting choice, but like, I kind of think I know where Garrick is going. So I don't know if I need to
see him so much.
Esri's an interesting choice because I think there's a lot more you can say with Esri.
Mm-hmm.
Their number one is my number one, and it's my stealth theory, again, with no spoilers.
Yeah.
I think this person is in Star Trek Lower Decks season 3.
Okay.
Quark.
I would love that. We had a lot of good Ferengi action in Lower Decks.
Especially since we know from the trailer that they are going to Deep Space Nine. And to me,
I'm so excited.
To me, the finale and the final season of Deep Space Nine tells you that Quark will never leave Deep Space Nine. Mm-hmm. Deep Space Nine is his home.
Yep.
Now, he might franchise. We've seen that in canon. We've seen Quark's bars.
Yeah.
But like, I think Quark is always a Deep Space Nine.
I think it's a safe bet. Again, no spoilers.
We will just say that in the episodes that we saw, there were no cameos.
Exactly. Yes. Yep. Very that.
There were no cameos.
But also, Armin Shimerman does do a lot of voice acting.
Mm-hmm.
So I think if you were a betting person, I think that would be a fairly safe bet. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. What else is on the list?
Their number two is somebody I would love to see, but I don't think you're going to get this actor.
Okay.
Chief Miles O'Brien.
No way. You'll never.
Which would be funny to canonize
Miles O'Brien at work.
Well, Miles O'Brien at work, but we also did that Miles O'Brien is the greatest Starfleet officer. That is Lower Decks canon, remember?
Yeah, he's the statue. That's right.
I actually saw a thing on Reddit recently where somebody, or a couple years ago, where somebody printed that, made a thing of that and asked him to sign it.
Uh-huh.
And he apparently like the whole conversation, the Reddit thread was basically like, it was Colomini asking, what is this from?
That's so funny.
And he was like, hell yeah, I'm the best Starfleet officer of all time.
I mean, okay. Let me revise it. I think you could get him.
Sure.
But I think it would be for a scene.
I think
you might get five lines out of him tops.
I
don't see him appearing in a whole episode.
There is a fan-made poster that's called Star Trek O'Brien, and it like has a picture of him that somebody has taken from Hell on Wheels, and it's just like him with a gruff beard, and they're just like, the hardest working Starfleet officer of all time is going to keep those stem bolts a-running.
Miles O'Brien must suffer.
Number three is a great choice, and I would love to find out what happened to this character post Voyager, the Doctor.
Yeah.
Like, imagine the shenanigans. Imagine we've already.
I think Robert Picardo would do it.
I think he would too. And also, imagine if we had an episode. This is me pitching off of an idea of we had the badgie from season one, the crazy holodeck program. What if we brought in another hologram to figure out the problem with Badgie?
Oh, that's fun.
To be the Doctor of Badgie. You know, there you go. Number four is somebody who I think would be down for it. I don't know where they fit in Lower Decks. I would love to see them. Worf.
Would definitely be down for it.
Yep. Michael Dorn is down for anything Star Trek.
I mean, you could do it, like, if you're really lazy about it, you can do it the same way you did the Titan, right? You can just have him, like, show up, and he's Captain, or he's Ambassador Worf. They go to Klingon planet.
Here's the thing. Do we canonize Captain Worf in animation? Even though, okay, so, like, there has been, for a long time, fans have been like, I want the Captain Worf show. I don't know if they're ever, I don't think they're ever going to do it.
I don't think so.
What if they canonized it?
Great.
Love it. What if they give him the USS Kalos?
Great. Honestly, that'd be great.
You know, and
hang on, Jesus.
And it's Captain Worf.
Great. Love it.
All right. I love it. It's a great choice. Actually, I would never consider it. Their number five is Elam Garrick.
Yeah.
Played by Andrew Robinson.
We just love him. He's the best.
Number six, I'm actually quite surprised, is not in Lower Decks and has not appeared in Lower Decks and probably deserved to be on Lower Decks more so than Tom Paris. I am talking about the person that is the eternal ensign, Mr. Harry Kim, played by Garrett Wong.
Captain Harry Kim.
I'm actually surprised we have not seen him.
It would be so
funny. On Lower Decks yet.
Oh my God.
If he's still an ensign.
Well, technically the whales and cetacean ops outrank him.
Oh, that's fair.
My pitch for that would be have Garrett Wong come back and reprise the role as we get a new Lower Decker. And you know how you have to watch like training videos?
And it's all Harry Kim?
And it's all hosted by Harry Kim. You're like, look, after having been an ensign for 15 years, I'm the best ensign. Let me help you out, cadets.
After the person who has spent the most time in Starfleet history being an ensign, I'm here to give you the tips.
I think it'd be really funny. And then
seven years in the Delta Quadrant as an ensign. Oh.
That way you're also not saying that he's still an ensign, but you get to play on that joke.
That's funny.
Yeah.
That is very funny. I think he'd
do it.
Well, he does that Star Trek podcast, which is actually pretty good, the Delta Flyers.
I mean, if Robert Duncan McNeil came back, I'm pretty sure he could get Garrett Wong.
Oh, I bet you they, and I'm way behind on their podcast, but I bet you they talked about his appearance on Lower Decks on their podcast.
I would assume so, yes.
Yeah, I would bet you so. Garrett Wong would do it in a heartbeat.
Mm-hmm.
I think most of these people would do it in a heartbeat.
I think so.
I think your hardest pull is Colomini.
I agree.
I think everybody else would say yes pretty quickly.
Mm-hmm.
You know, Andrew Robinson would just be if he's busy. He's a teacher now.
Yeah, he's also like does a lot of stage work.
That's right.
Yeah.
So he might be like, nah, I'm going to be a teacher. And that's right. And that's fine because he was in a Dirty Harry movie and he deserves our respect.
That's true. But also we know that a lot of the cast members record from home. So I bet Andrew Robinson could record from home.
Mm. Interesting.
Everybody be okay.
So I have a question for we have a person on this podcast. You don't know he's here. Actually, I have a question for this character. And the question is, unannounced person, do you think there is any Trek cameo that could fix Lower Decks, make Lower Decks a perfect show? I just want to hear your answer to this question, named person.
A doctor, not a mechanic.
Well, I mean, it's just a simple question. Come on. I don't know why these sound effects are giving me such grief.
Can I tell you a character that I would really love to see return and be on Lower Decks? Because
permanently?
No.
Okay.
But I think it would be hilarious. And I also think it would do a lot for this actor's relationship to the franchise.
Sure.
Give me Admiral Sisko. Bring back Avery Brooks.
I am going to disagree with you on that.
I'm going to say it's never going to happen, but I would love to have it happen.
So this is because of our Patreon group.
Yeah.
Everybody knows that Star Trek Deep Space Nine is my favorite series. Captain Sisko is my favorite captain. I never want to see Captain Sisko ever again. Ever.
Mm.
I think he stays in the wormhole forever.
Do you really?
I do.
Interesting.
I don't think he ever comes back.
Mm.
I think when he comes back is Jake's deathbed.
Interesting.
And if I'll even give you this.
Yeah.
Let's say he does come back. Because there is a Star Trek novel where he does come back and he comes back on the same like week that Bajor joined Federation. That's fine. I don't buy that he stays in Starfleet.
Okay, what if?
Sure.
What if? I just want Avery Brooks back, honestly.
No. And
a great voice.
And that's
as well.
Fair. I'm just saying my preference. You know.
What if we're doing Lower Decks stuff, wacky episode, we go through a wormhole and we hear Captain Sisko?
Totally fine with that.
You would be okay with that?
I'll tell you what. I'll give you the Lower Decks episode where the Cerritos get stuck inside the wormhole. So they go inside the Celestial Temple. Remember the episodes of Deep Space Nine where they were like, what is time? All the prophets were like, what is imagine Boimler trying to explain stuff to the prophet. So there's this scene where Boimler's like, well, yes, we're going to, all we need to do is beam back on the transporter. What is transporter? And then Avery Brooks Sisko's like, no, I've told you. I told you. Sorry, man. Like
frustrated dad.
Ensign, what are you doing here? The other way you could do it, you're talking about training films, that you could have a holodeck program that is about combat and it's taught by Captain Sisko.
This might be a hat on a hat, but what if it's a holodeck program?
Sure.
But it's like cooking with Sisko.
Ooh,
Sisko's kitchen.
I like that.
And he like teaches you how to cooking make gumbo or something. I think there's a way. I agree with you. I agree with you about the wormhole, but I do think he comes back. I don't know if he comes back when Jake dies, but he definitely comes back for Jake. But I just think that of all the care, I think it would mean a lot to have Avery Brooks come back.
I agree with you. But between my choice of getting him back and just leaving the story as it is, I would leave the story as.
Yeah.
But I will tell you this. Let's have this really quick discussion here. Again, no spoilers for Star Trek Lower Decks Season 3.
No.
We know they're going to Deep Space Nine.
Yeah.
There has been a lot of talk about Avery Brooks is the one captain that everybody keeps trying to be back. Mm-hmm. And again, he basically retired from acting.
Yep.
He's a teacher at Princeton now.
Yep.
Do you think they have him? Because imagine this. What if there is just an alarm or an old program? It's one or two lines. It's like one or two lines. And they were like, Avery, you can record this on your iPhone and you can text it to us.
I think you're more likely to have Nana.
You're probably right. You know what? I didn't even consider that. Kira would be on the station.
Yeah.
She would be in charge of it.
Yeah.
She's probably in it.
And like, you know, she was in the documentary. Like, she's much more game to play.
Yeah. But let me say, do you think they made the thing where like, because they probably, you know, like, because you know, like the conversation was probably like, hey, Avery Brooks, would you want to be on the show? And he's probably like, I'm busy teaching. Do you think the next conversation was, what if we got you to record two lines? You can literally record it into your cell phone.
I think
we'll pay you a day rate for two lines.
I think based on a lot of things, I think you're more likely to have Cyric Lofton than Avery Brooks.
Interesting.
I would love. I hope if he is in it, I hope they paid him like $1 million. I hope they paid him. I hope they just backed up a truck of money to his house.
I have no doubt that Quark is in it. I think Quark is definitely in that episode.
I think Armin would be game.
Mm-hmm. But I never considered that we might see Colonel Kira.
Yeah.
I also
think under different circumstances, we might have gotten an Odo.
If he hadn't passed away.
Yeah. You're very popular.
I don't think that's me.
That's definitely been you twice because my phone is in sleep mode.
Your phone is right there.
Yeah. No alerts.
Sorry.
Definitely, you're very popular.
My
communicator's going off.
Well, I can't put it in airplane mode because then I can't play the sound effects.
Yeah. No, I understand. So, it's fine.
And now I lost the sound effects because I was going to end the podcast.
We might get some Cardassian, though. Some Cardassian cameos.
We could. Most of them are dead. I mean, maybe we do have Garrick.
Marco Lamo's not dead.
Maybe we do have Garrick.
I think he's retired, though.
Well, Gul Dukat is dead, is what I was saying.
Oh, I was like, Marco Lamo.
No.
You're right, Gul Dukat is super dead.
And so is Damar.
Oh,
the two biggest Cardassians on that show.
They're both dead.
So I don't know how they're in the show.
Zial
is also dead.
One of the three. I forgot that literally all the Cardassians die except Garrick.
It's basically Garrick. Garrick is like the only one that survives.
Well, if it's a hologram, anything's possible.
I mean, there is a chance it's Garrick.
It's true.
They can have Garrick on here.
I would love it. I just think Andrew Robinson's so fabulous.
Yeah. Anyways. All right. Thank you so much for your support, everybody. We had an extra long thing here, and we just want you to enjoy. Thank you so much for listening. Since we talked so much about DS9, enjoy some DS9 buttons as we go away. There you go. Bye, super friends.
Bye.